Shalom to all. Today's Avos on Hedjin Daf Ayin Beis. We are starting Ayin Aleph on Beis on the bottom with a Mishnah. And today's Avos sponsor, Lili Nishmas, Mars Mirim Sarbas, Yaakov Moshe, Her Nishama should have an Aliyah. So we have the last of our discussion of Ben Sarir Meira. The Mishnah says Ben Sarir Meira, Nidan Al Shem Soifai. He's judged because of his end, Yom HaZakai VaYom HaZchayev. We want him to die Zakai and not Chayev. Right now, all he did was steal money and eat meat and drink wine. That's not something that's going to be Chayev and Misa. The Mishnah is telling us the reason why we're giving him Skila now is due to the fact because of later on, his end is going to be that he's going to end up doing something that's Chayev and Misa. So we're just going to stop it now, nip it in the bud, and it'll still die with some schosem. The Mishnah continues, Shem Yisrael Shal Rishayim, Hanala Hen Vanala Ailam. The death of Rishayim is good for them and good for the world. It's good for them because they can't do any more Averis, and it's good for the world because they're not making trouble anymore. However, when Tzadikim pass away, Ralahem Varala Ailam, it's bad for them and for the world. It's bad for them because they can't get any more schosem, and it's bad for the world because they're not here to protect everyone and to chastise them and give them Musr. Furthermore, Yain Rishayna, wine and sleep. Rishayim, for Rishayim, Hanala Hen Vanala Ailam, it's good for them and good for the world for the same reason Misa is, and Tzadikim, Ralahem Varala Ailam, for Tzadikim is bad for them and bad for the world because when they're drinking or sleeping, they're not learning Torah and their Torah is not protecting the world. Something similar, Pizul Rishayim, when Rishayim are scattered about, Hanalahem and Alaylam, it's good for them and good for the world. Ul Tzadikim, Ralahem, Ralaylam, for Tzadikim, it's bad for them and bad for the world because they're not settled, they're not able to learn properly, and they're not protecting the world. Kinos, gathering in, meaning when people are settled and stable, Rishayim, Ralahem, Ralaylam, it's bad for Rishayim and for the world because now they're settled and they're able to do Averis and cause trouble. And Ul Tzadikim, Hanalahem, Vanalaylam, it's good for them and good for the world. Lastly, Sheket, peace and quiet, Rishayim, Ralahem, Ralaylam, El Tzadikim, Hanalahem, Vanalaylam. And the Gemara Ayin Beis Amud Aleph on the top brings a Braiso, which expounds on the Mishnah. Tanya's taught in a Braiso, where basically, Amr, he says, V'chim Nesha, Achazet, Tartim, Rabas, Rishasa, Chatzi, Log, Yaino, Italki, Amr, Tar, Yatzel, Bezin, Lisakel, just because this kid ate some meat and drank some wine, the Tar says we should bring him out to give him Skila. He didn't do anything wrong just yet. El, rather, he Gia Tar, Lusayf, Datel, Shaban, Sar, Myra, the Tar goes all the way to the end of his Das. What's going to be his end? Shasayf, Migmar, Nichse, Aviv, at the end, he's going to use all of his father's Chasim. He's not going to be able to steal any more money from his father because his father doesn't have any money, Umbakish Limudai, but he's still going to need his fix. He's going to need his meat and wine. V'Eina might say he's not going to find it. V'Yatzel Pashas Drachim, he's going to go out to the way, Umalas Mr. Briyas, and steal from people and perhaps even kill them. And therefore, Armatar the Torah says, Yom Zakav al Yom Zchayev, it's better for this kid to die Zakai and not Chayev. And here we have the same thing as our Mishnah, Shem Yisasan Shal Shayim, Hanolahem, Hanolah Oilam, Lutzadikim, Ralahem, Ralah Oilam, Shain of Yayin, sleep and wine, Lurashayim, Hanolahem, Hanolah Oilam, Lutzadikim, Ralahem, Ralah Oilam, Shaket, quiet, Lurashayim, Ralahem, Ralah Oilam, and Lutzadikim, Hanolahem, Hanolah Oilam, and peas are being scattered, Lurashayim, Hanolahem, Hanolah Oilam, and Lutzadikim, Ralahem, Ralah Oilam. And now we're moving on to another Mishnah, we're going to be discussing above Machteres. The reason this Mishnah is brought over here is because we just had said that Ben Sarir Meira is Nidan al Shem Soifai, what his end is going to be. This is another example of somebody who's Nidan al Shem Soifai, that's above Machteres, which literally means somebody who's tunneling in, and we're going to see it doesn't have to be Dafka that he's tunneling in, that's just the example that we're using. A person's tunneling into a house in order to steal, and he's Nidan al Shem Soifai, as the Gemara is going to explain, since the thief knows that the Baal Bayis is going to stand up for his money, he's going to try to protect his wealth. The guy tells himself, okay, I'm going to kill the Baal Bayis. Well, that makes him a roidef, a pursuer. And we know that habal hargacha hashkem hargay tchila. If someone comes to kill you, you could kill him first. And therefore, the Baal Bayis can kill the Baal Machteres, even though there isn't yet an immediate threat to his life. So the Mishnah says, habal machteres nidan al shem soifai, he's also judged al shem soifai. Now we're going to bring up another discussion called kamalei b'drab minei. A person does one thing, and he's technically chayv two separate things for that. The din of kamalei b'drab minei tells us that we're only give him the more chamer of the two, and he's potter regarding the lesser of the two. And so that's what we have over here. Hay habal machteres, the guy's tunneling in. Vishavar has a chavis, and he broke a barrel. Im yashloi damim, chayev. If he has damim, he's chayev, which means if the Baal Bayis is not allowed to kill this guy, this Baal Machteres, this thief, that's what it means, yashloi damim, he has blood, so he's chayev, because there's no kamalei b'drab minei. Since he's not chayev misa, he's chayev to pay for that which he broke. And the Gemara is going to explain this referring to a father tunneling in to steal from his son. The son knows that the father is never going to kill him, and therefore the son's not allowed to kill the father. However, Eloi Damim, if he doesn't have Damim, which means a Baal Bayis is allowed to kill the thief, Potter, so he's Potter for breaking it because of Kamalei B'drab Minei. And now the Gemara tells us, Amar Rava, Rava says, My time is Machteres, what's the reason of Machteres? That's because Chazaka ain't Adam Mamet Asma Homoinai, there's Chazaka. Everyone knows that a person is not just going to let his money be stolen from him, he's going to protect it. Bahai Memar Amar, and this Rab, this Baal Machteres, tells himself, Iazelna, if I go, Kaila Pai Vloy Shavakli, he's going to come in front of me, he's going to stop me, and he's not going to let me take his money. V Kaila Pai, if he stands in front of me, Katilnale, I'm going to kill him. And Matara Amar, the Torah says, Imbal Hargacha, if someone comes to kill you, you kill him first. And that's why the Baal Bayis is allowed to kill the Baal Machteres. Now, Omar Rav, Rav tells us, Habal Machteres v'natal kelim. This guy's Baal Machteres, and he steals kelim. V'yatza, and he gets out successfully. Potter, Potter from paying for the kelim. My time, why is that? Because bedam kananhu, he was kind to them, he acquired them with his own blood. Since he was chayiv misa when he was Baal Machteres, that means he's Potter from paying for the kelim that he stole. However, Omar Rav, Rav says, Mistaber milsa de Rav, it's more logical that what Rav is saying is only b'sheshiver where he broke the kelim. De lesnehu, they're not here anymore. Aval Natal Lai. But if he took the kalim, then he's actually not Pater, and he would have to return them because they're Be'en. He has them. However, V'hoyalei Kim, this is an expression, Amar Rav, Rav himself actually said, Afilu Natal, even if he did take the kalim, he's Pater from paying for them. Why is this? Toha Yashlai Damim Venensu Chayiv, if he has Damim, which again means that the Baal Bayis is not allowed to kill him, and an Oinus happens, he breaks something, he's Chayiv to pay for that. Amo, we see from here, Bershusei Kaimi, that these kalim are considered to be in the Ganav's Rishos. Hachanami, so to over here, Bershusei Kaimi, they're considered to be in his Rishos. However, Rava says, now, Vallahi, that's not true. Kiyo Kim Rachmana Bershusei, what does the Torah say it's considered to be in the Ganav's Rishos? Le'inyan Oinsin, only in regards to an Oinus. Avalinyan Mikna, but in regards to acquiring it, Bershusei Mariyu Kaimi, it's still considered to be Rishos of the original owner, me the Hava Shoyl, just like a Shoyl. A guy who borrows an object, he has to pay for Oinsin, even if an Oinus happens, he has to compensate the owner, but it doesn't mean that he owns the object, and therefore the Ganav successfully steals it, and it doesn't break, he would be Chayv to pay it back. And we're going to bring right to this from our Mishnah. Tana, the Mishnah says, Bamachteres, he was tunneling in, Vishir Zachavis, he broke a barrel, Yashloi Damim, Chayiv. If the Baal Bayis is not allowed to kill him, so he's Chayiv. But if he's Eloi Damim, meaning he is allowed to be killed, so he's Potter. Now, what do we see from here? Taima, the Shibra, the Chayiloi Damim, Potter. It's only the situation where he's Chayiv Misa, and he breaks it, so he's Potter from paying. But Ha Natal, Loi. That's Mashma, that if he would have taken it, even though he was technically Chayiv Misa, he's not Potter, and he would have to return it. So it's just like Rava, and not like Rav. Everything worse is not a Raya. Hua Dina Filo Natal Nami. It could even be that the dinner from Mishnah is that if he actually took it and it didn't break, he would not be chayv to return it. About the Ketani Shavas or Chavis, the only reason why the Mishnah mentioned the case of breaking it is Kamash Bon, the Chiddush is, the Chi Yashloi Damim. Then in the first case, that's Yashloi Damim, that he's not allowed to be killed, that Afagav de Shibar Nami, even in the case when he broke it, chayv he's chayv to pay. As for Rapshita, that's obvious. Why would he not be chayv to pay? Mazaku, he's just a regular damager. As we suggest, okay, how Kamash Bon, the Chiddush is, that Filu Shalai Bechavana, even if he breaks it unintentionally, he would be chayv to pay. As for my Kamash Bon, why is that a Chiddush? Adam Mu'ad La'ilam. A person is always Mu'ad to Nina, Adam Mu'ad La'ilam, Bain Shaiki Ben Mezid, Bain Oinus, Bain Baratzain, that a person is always moved for what he does. Of course, he'd be chayv to pay for it. Why is that a chiddush in the ratio of the Mishnah? And the Gemara concludes, Kasha, you're right, that is a good question. Now, Masar Rabbi Barabaye, he asks a question on Rava. We have a brass that says, Hagonim Kesb Shabbos, a guy steals a wallet on Shabbos, chayv, he has to pay for the wallet. He has to pay for that money that he stole. Sharein is chayv Gneva, Koyim Shavode Isser Shabbos, because he was ready chayv for the Gneva before he got to the Isser of Shabbos. The Isser of Shabbos that he's chayv Skila for is Hitzomer Shosler Shos. He went from Shos Yachat to Shos Rabim, but he's ready chayv for stealing it beforehand, because the moment he lifted it up and put it in his pocket, that's ready this or Geneva. So even though it's two Isurim, they're coming at two separate times, so he's chayv for stealing. However, Hoy Megarav Yotze, if he's just dragging it out of the Rishos, Potter for stealing it, why is that? Shari Isur Geneva Isur Skila Banka Echad, because the Geneva and the Skila are coming at the same time, he's only considered stealing it when he brings it from the Rishos Yachat to Rishos Rabim, and it's at that time that he's chayv Skila for Haitzah. And so we see from here that even though the object is Be'en, it's still here and it's not broken, the guy has the wallet in his pocket, he does not have to return it because he's chayv Misa. As that's a Kashan Rava, the one is Ein Loi Damim, and the guy successfully stole the barrel and it didn't break, he does not have to return it. So he answered the Braisa that Behilchasa, what's it referring to? The Shadinu Benara is where he threw it in the river, so he doesn't have the wallet anymore. And now we have a story about this. Rava, Ignuule Dichri Machtarta, Rava had some rams stolen from him because they had tunneled into his property, and Adrinu Niale, the robbers decided to return these rams to him. Volikablanu, but he didn't accept them. Amar, he explained, Hoyal Venovak Mpumi de Rav, since it already came from Rav's mouth that if Kalim were stolen, one would be Potter for them, I go with that, and therefore you do not have to return these kalim. The Gemara continues, Tanarabana, we have a braisa. Now let's just read the two psukim that have to do with Bab Machteres. The first one says, Im Machteres Yimatei Aganev V'huka V'meis Ein Loi Damim. The next pasuk says, Im Zarcha Hashemesh Olav Damim Loi. Then we have two braisa that dash in the psukim. Pasuk number one and number two together say, Ein Loi Damim Im Zarcha Hashemesh Olav. So the question is, V'chi Hashemesh Olav B'vad Zarcha? Did the sun shine only on the robber and on no one else? What's the pasuk telling us about the sun shining? And the answer is, Ella, rather, Im Bar L'cha Adar Kashemesh. If it's clear to you like the sun, She'ein Loi Shalom Yimach, that this robber is not at peace with you, and that he's going to kill you if you try to stop him, hargehu, then you're allowed to kill him. But if it's not 100% clear to you that he's going to kill you, al targehu, then you're not allowed to kill him. Now, Tanyinich, we have another pasuk that says, Im Zarcha Shemesh Olav, Damim Loi. That's only in the second pasuk. And once again, we have the same question. V'chi Hashemesh Olav B'vad Zarcha, is it only shining on the robber? El rather, it's telling you, Im Bar L'cha Kashemesh, She'yesh Loi Shalom Yimach, if it's clear to you like the sun, that he for sure is at peace with you, and he's not going to do anything to you, al targehu, don't kill him. Vimlav, but if not, hargehu, you are allowed to kill him, which means that according to the second brisa, even if you have a suffix that maybe he's going to kill you, you're allowed to kill him. And that's what Gemara asks, Kasha Stama Stama. It seems to be a stira, one Stam Brisa and another Stam Brisa. The first one is Mashma, that you're only allowed to kill him if you know 100% sure that he's going to kill you. But if you have a suffix, you're not allowed to kill him. And the second brisa tells us that if you have a suffix, you are allowed to kill him. And the answer is like, Kasha, no problem. I am Bezo and Bezo on the top. Kan Ba'av Al Ben, Kan Ben Al Av. First brisa is talking about father to the son. As we mentioned very briefly previously, that a father loves his son and he's most probably not going to kill him. Therefore, the son's not going to kill the father because he knows his father's not going to kill him. But the second brisa is referring to where the son's breaking into the father's house, and there the father knows that the son might kill him. them, and it's not just the son, it could be anyone breaking into anybody else's house. The homeowner knows that this guy might kill me. He doesn't know for sure, but it's a possibility, and therefore he's allowed to kill him. Now, on this concept of a father not killing a son, Amar Ravi tells us, if anyone comes tunneling into my house, I'm going to kill him. Except for him, my time away is that. Even if you want to say Mishum Tzadik, because it's Tzadik, he's coming tunneling into a house to steal. So that doesn't make him a Tzadik. El rather, it's Mishum Tekimli Begavei, because I know about him, that he loves me like a father loves a son, and he would never kill me if I stand up for my money. Therefore, I'm not going to kill him. And we continue discussing this. Tanur Bana Brisa says, Damim Loi, that's the Pasuk. He has Damim, which means you're not allowed to kill him, and that means Bein B'chol Bein B'Shabbos, both during the weekend on Shabbos, you can't kill him. And when it says Ein Loi Damim, that's referring to where you could kill the robber, that's Bein B'chol Bein B'Shabbos, both during the week and on Shabbos. So we analyze, Bishlama Ein Loi Damim Bein B'chol Bein B'Shabbos, it's Shrech. It's good that when the Pasuk tells us Ein Loi Damim, saying that you're allowed to kill him during the weekend, even on Shabbos, that's necessary, because I would have thought me to have a ruge bezdin. It's just like people are being killed by bezdin. The b'shabbos loikat linon on Shabbos, bezdin is not allowed to kill somebody. Kamashma on the chiddush over here is the bab machteres the kadlinon. You are allowed to kill him on Shabbos. So that's a chiddush. Al damim loy bein b'chol bein b'shabbos. But in the first drash of damim loy, which means that you're not allowed to kill him during the weekend on Shabbos. Well, hashta b'chol loikat linon loy. If during the week you're not allowed to kill him, b'shabbos mi baya. Do you even have to tell me that you're not allowed to kill him on Shabbos? Of course you're not allowed to. So Rav Sheshes, the answer is loy nischa. The whole chiddush is el fakeach al v'sagal to uncovering a pile of stones from him. Who's the person you're not allowed to kill? A father comes tunneling into son's house, the son's not allowed to kill the father. And the chiddush is that if he does this on Shabbos and then a whole pile of stones collapses on him and the father's in danger of dying, the son is allowed to clear away those stones to save his father. And that's the chiddush. We continue discussing these psukim. Tanur Rabbanan, the pasuk says v'huka, and he was struck. And this tells us b'chol adam, that any man is allowed to kill the bab machteres. The pasuk also says v'meis, and he died. And this tells us b'chol misa shtayachol misoi, this is referring to any mis that you're able to kill him with. You don't have to strike him with a bat, you could shoot him with a gun or electrocute him, whatever you want, as long as you kill the Baal Machteres. So he analyzes, Bishlama v'huka b'chol adam, itzrich. We understand in the first drasha of that he's struck with anybody. I would have thought, Baal Bayis, who the kim to ain adam amin atzmai al mainai, that's only with the Baal Bayis, since we know a person is not going to allow somebody else to steal their money, he's going to protect his money, and the ganav therefore will kill the Baal Bayis, aval acher loy. But regarding somebody else, what shaykh is somebody else, who says he's allowed to kill the Baal Machteres, k'mashalan, the chedesh is, the roidef who? The Baal Machteres is considered a roidef, and we're going to be learning about that in the next Mishnah. He's a pursuer. He would technically kill the Baal Bayis, and therefore, afilo acher nami, even somebody else is allowed to kill the Baal Machteres, like a regular din of roidef. If Reuven is chasing Shimon to kill him, Levi is allowed to kill Reuven to prevent him from killing Shimon. Ella, v'meis, b'chol misa shtayachol amisoi lamali. What do we need the second drasha for, of that he could kill him in any which way that he's able to? That's not a chiddush, merzeach nafka. We already learned that from merzeach. The tanya weva b'raisa, it says in the pasuk, mos yumas hamake merzeachu, the striker shall be killed because he's a merzeach, and ainli elo misa murabai. I only know that I'm allowed to kill him with a misa that's destined for him in the Torah, namely Saif. And uminayin she'im iyat toyachol amisoi misa ksuvabai. How do we know if you're unable to kill him with the misa the Torah says to kill him with? You're allowed to kill him in any which way that you're able to get him. Shoot him with a sniper rifle, blow his boat up, something like that. Tom Lerman, that's because the pasuk says, Mais yumas, it's a double lashon, mikol makim, with any misa that you're able to get him. So what do we need? The same exact drasha by Bab Machteres. And the answer is Shani Hasim, that case of Ritzach is different. Dom Rakar, the pasuk says, Mais yumas, it's a double lashon, and so that's how we're able to learn it. But in case of Bab Machteres, we don't have a double lashon, so he says we can make the same drasha. Ask the Gemara, Nigmar Minay. So let's just learn from Ritzach to Bab Machteres. And the answer why we can't do that is Mishum to have Ritzach with Goyal Adam, Shneksum Abayim Ka'echad, because Ritzach and Goyal Adam, those are two psukim that are teaching us the same exact thing, and we already know that Bechol Shneksum Abayim Ka'echad, Emel Amdin, that anytime we have two psukim teaching us the same exact thing, we can't learn from there. That's why we have to have a separate Joshua for Bab Machteres. And we continue discussing this tunnel one, we have a Braisa. The Pasuk tells us Machteres. Now, Ainli Al Machteres. I only know this applies to a guy tunneling. Gaga Chatzir Vakabi from Minayan. How do I know if a guy is not literally tunneling into the house, but he comes through the roof or through the Chatzir or through a Karpef, which is like a large open area? Maybe he finds a door open and he kind of just saunters into this other guy's house intending to steal something. How do we know that he's also considered Bab Machteres? Tamalev, because the pasuk says Yimotze Haganiv, the ganiv is found. Mikol Makim, that means in any which way that a ganiv is found in a house, you're allowed to kill him. As the Brisa Kain Matam Machteres, so as the pasuk Dafka say the word Machteres that he's tunneling in, and the answer is Bnei Shiroiv Ganavim Mitzvim Machteres. The majority of ganavim are found in a tunnel. That's the way they get into the house. But it's Lav Dafka. Even if the guy's not tunneling in, you're allowed to kill him. However, Tanya Yich, we have another Brisa which is slightly different. Machteres. Ainli Al Machteres. I only know the supplies of a guy's tunneling in. Let's say the ganav comes in any other way. How do I know the same din applies? Tam loymar yimatze haganav mikol makom. Either which way, he has his din of machteres. So imkain matam loymar machteres. Why does the pasuk say the word machteres? And the answer is machtarta zuhi asurasai. If he's dafka coming tunneling in, that's his asura, and you can kill him with no warning. However, if he comes into the house in a different way, gaga chaser v'karpifai, so then you are not allowed to kill him without warning him. You have to go up to him and say, "Hear ye, I'm the owner of the house, and I'm standing in front front of you, and I'm going to kill you if you don't back down. And if the guy says afal pikein, so then you're allowed to kill him. It's only when he's bab machteres, or you're allowed to kill him without hasra, according to the second braisa. Now another din of a roidef, Amar Funa Funa says, katan roidef, if a katan is being a roidef, he's pursuing another katan, that's at least according to Rashi, to kill him. Nitin latzila b'nafshay, we're allowed to save the second guy with the nefesh of the first guy, meaning we're allowed to kill that katan who's chasing the other guy with the knife. And it must be like a safar that he holds, roidef ansar hasra, that a roidef, a pursuer, doesn't need hasra, loshna gadol, loshna katan. And that means it doesn't make a difference if it's a gadol who's a roidef or a katan. A katan anyway is allowed by hasra, and still we're allowed to kill him, so we see that roidef doesn't need a hasra. However, Eser of Chizda Rav Huna, or Chizda Has Rav Huna, we have a case that discusses a woman in labor. She's in danger of dying, and the only way to save her would be to abort the child. Yatsa Roishai, if the head of the child already came out, ain't noigin bai, don't touch the baby. Lefisha ain't doch nefesh b'nei nefesh, because we can't push one nefesh for another one. We can't kill the baby to save the mother. Now the question is, Vamai, why not? Roidef who? The baby's considered a roidef, and so we should be able to kill him. And the answer is no, the Shani Hossam, that case is different. The Mishmai Karod Filei, that this has come from Shemayim, meaning this is in the natural course of things, that a woman has a baby, and the baby maybe is going to endanger the mother, and therefore we're not allowed to kill the baby in order to save the mother. But if we actually have a little kid running around with a knife about to stab another one, perhaps we are allowed to kill that first child to save the second one. We now suggest Neim Sa'ele, let's say we have a rai for him, Roidev Shoy, Roidev Achavir Lahargoy, one guy's chasing after another to kill him, Aymer Loi, someone else should say, Rei, see to yourself, mister, Sheyisrael Hu, the guy whom you're chasing is a Yid, Uben Brisu, he's a Ben Bris, he's not an Apikaires. Vatayr Amr, the Torah says, Shrevech Dam Adam, Ba'adam Dami Shafech, the one who spills the blood of man, his blood shall be spilled by man. And Amr Tayatar saying, Hatzel Dama Shalzeh, Bidama Shalzeh, save this guy's blood with that guy's blood, and therefore, Mr. Ruvain, you're chasing Shimon to kill him, I'm gonna kill you. Now, even though it seems like he's giving him Hasra, this is not proper Hasra, because in order for it to be valid Hasra, the guy who's receiving it has to say, Afal Pikein, I'm gonna do it anyway. And here he did not respond like that. So we see that a Roidef does not need Hasra. Harley Mar says, not a Raya, he Rabbi Yis Rabbi Huda, he, that's Rabbi Yis Rabbi Huda, the Tanya of Raya, Rabbi Yis Rabbi Huda Omer, he says, Chaver ain't Sar Hasra, a Chaver, Tamil Chacham, a guy who knows his stuff, he knows Halacha, he doesn't need Hasra, Lefishalay Nitna Hasra, El Havchen Min Shag Lemezed. The whole purpose of Hasra is just to differentiate between Shag and Mezed. We don't want a guy to be able to say, oh, I was Shagging, I didn't know I wasn't allowed to kill. So that's what we have to give Hasra. But if a guy's a Chaver, he knows he's not allowed to kill, so that's why you don't even have to give Hasra. And that's what that Brisa is referring to, so no Raya. Tashma will be another tempted Raya. This Brisa says something very similar. Roidev Shoy, Roidev Achavir Lahargoy, one guy's chasing another guy to kill him. Amar Loy, a third guy tells him, Re, you should see. Shay Yisrael, who is a Yedu Ben Bris, who is Ben Bris, Batar says, Shevich Dam Adam, Adam Dami Yishafech. And here the Brisa adds on something different that the previous Brisa did not have. Im Amar, if the pursuer, the Roidev, says, Yedea Nishu Kain, I know that's so, Potter, he's Potter. However, if he says, Almanas Kain Ani Oise, Chayev, he's Chayev, and that's proper Asra. So we see from this Brisa the opposite, that you do need proper Asra for a Roidev. However, the Gemara once again says that that's not a Raya. Loy Tzricha, the whole Chedish of that case is, Dekai Betray Ivri Denhara, it's where they're on two sides of the river. The Roidev and Nirdof are on one side, and the guy witnessing this, the Masre, he's on the other side of the river. The Loy Matiatsule, he can't save the Nirdof anyway. My Ikas, what could he do? The Bayasule Beidina, he wants to be able to bring him to Bezdin. After Reuven kills Shimon, he wants to be able to schlep Reuven to Bezdin when he finally gets to the other side of the river. Now Beidina, Bayasra, a Bezdin needs Hasra, and that's why he's warning him. But it's very possible, in a regular case of Roidev, there's no need for Hasra. You might say, alternatively, you could say, Amr Lachar Funa would tell you, I know the Amri Ketana de Machtares. I hold like the Tana of the Brisa above in the Gemara of Machtares. The Amr he had said, Machtartai Zuhi Hasra Asai, that tunneling in, that is considered his Hasra, which means that a regular Roidev does not need Hasra. We're going to stop here for the day and pick up tomorrow with another Mishnah, continue to discuss Roidev. For now, everyone should have a wonderful day.